Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Joburg and Emalahleni going up to 31 degrees. Pretoria, Saturday high of 33. There are already long queues in the heat outside Eskom offices in various locations across the country and in especially Soweto ahead of tomorrow's deadline to update prepaid electricity meters. Eskom clients who do not comply will not be able to buy electricity from Eskom come Monday morning. In Tshwane, additional customer care centres have been opened to handle the influx of people who need to register for the meter recoding.
These municipal offices, which will operate from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m., will also assist customers with account inquiries, payment arrangements, and account settlements.
Tshwane spokesperson Lindela Mashego confirmed these offices will also be opened at those extended hours tomorrow. We also have the code that you can punch in to check your meter and the procedure to follow. It's at jacaranda.fm.com. Click on news. Meanwhile, we are now in the longest stretch without any load shedding in 5 years. Eskom says it reached that milestone of uninterrupted power supply this week on day 240 of no load shedding. The power giant also adds that there has been a saving of more than 60.3 billion rand in diesel usage when compared to the same time last year. Leader of the Umkhonto we Sizwe party, Jacob Zuma, is expected in Eskom today for the funeral of the 6 members of the party who died in a car accident in August. This will be Zuma's first public appearance since yesterday's announcement that the ANC has upheld his expulsion from the party. ANC spokesperson Makhlengi Bengumutsiri says Zuma's endorsement of the MK party was against ANC core values.
His actions have undermined the unity and cohesion of the movement at a time when it is critical to consolidate and push forward with organizational renewal and confront the pressing challenges facing South Africa.
More about that on our news blog. To Ireland, where a woman has won a civil court damages claim against mixed martial arts fighter Conor McGregor. The Dublin High Court ruled in the civil suit in which the woman alleges that McGregor raped her in a Dublin hotel back in 2018. The 36-year-old McGregor shook his head as the jury returned the verdict, awarding damages of more than 4.6 million rand. The standard of proof is lower in a civil case than a criminal one, with the jury asked to decide the case on the balance of probabilities rather than beyond reasonable doubt. And rap superstar Kendrick Lamar surprised fans last night with the unannounced release of a 12-track album. GNX, the performer's 6th studio album, appeared on streaming services without any fanfare.
Only thing better right now is living right now, and I can't spare no feelings.
The 36-7-year-old Lamar's album comes at the end of a year that's been seen his music fueled by a feud with Drake, a spat that produced some of the year's biggest hits. Lamar will headline the Super Bowl halftime show in February. I'm Khada de Suzanya Wifnies. Daar is lang toue buite Eskom kantore waar klante hulle vooraf betaalde elektrisiteitsmeters wil opgradeer voor môre se sperdatum.
Jacaranda.
Jacaranda.
Go! Jacaranda FM. This is the CTM Top 40.
Baby.
With Danny Painter. CTM proud sponsor of the CTM Top 40. CTM. Big savings, more style. Now. From the station that plays more music you love, our weekly countdown has just got more. 20 songs more.
More.
On the CTM Top 40. Danny, tell them.
That is right. It is bigger and better than ever before. And every week we try and go even bigger and even better. We've got Elton, who has a brand new single. Veranda Panda has a brand new single. Jeremy Loops has a brand new single. And Tunde Bayou from Lighthouse Family has a brand new single and a brand new EP that features only South African artists. So we're going to chat to Tunde about that, and I'm going to play you something from his single, from his EP, because I really think that it deserves to be part of the